Hello, everyone. This is Jerry Pippin, and I'm live now on the phone tonight. And the reason I apologize for that is we've been in deep in the heart of a snowstorm. Today's the first day we could dig out a little bit. We got another 12 or 14 inches coming tomorrow here in Oklahoma, and we're not used to that kind of weather. So it's been a little spread around, but I want to get back to the MUFON story. You heard Clifford Cliff there and his explanations of everything. In a minute, we're going to give some equal time to a couple of state directors. And basically, we will be striving to give equal time to all of these people as we can. As you know, we are great believers in that. So we'll have Leslie Vanical on the top of the hour. She's the Colorado MUFON director. She was there for 41 years before this flap happened. But I need to get into some of the details that have occurred since we talked to Clifford Cliff. James Carrion, the former international director, is going to be doing an interview with me later tonight. And we'll be presenting it on our website, jerrypippin.com, sometime tomorrow night, since we get it all turned around. And James is the one that brought all of this to the front with his blogs, his postings, and his most interesting one is the latest. And I guess I need to bring everybody up to date what we're talking about. In addition to the five state directors have been replaced or changed hands or ever how you want to phrase it, we have had a big, and I'm talking about B-I-G as in capital letters, flap over the idea that MUFON would enter into an agreement with Robert Bigelow out in Las Vegas with a company called BAAS, which he has. And it's no secret that they did have it. James Carrion actually is the one who signed the contract. And it was in effect until January 31st of 2010. Now, this is 2011, so it's been over a year ago. And there are a couple of things about this contract we need to talk about. First of all, there was a non-disclosure angle. And according to my sources, in fact, Clifford Cliff off the record told me I should talk to Bigelow and see if they could get that list lifted so everybody could talk about it. I tried to get James Carrion earlier to talk about it, and he said he couldn't because of the non-disclosure. But since then, we've worked out an arrangement with James that he feels he can talk about it. And we'll basically, here's what he's going to say. He feels that there's a mole in the organization. Now, that's right, a mole as in a secret agent or agent provocateur or ever how you want to phrase it. Now, is this really a secret agent with one of the alphabet agencies of the United States government? Well, Carrion seems to feel that way in one of his posts. He named the United States Air Force Office of Special Investigations. This is the same organization that was involved in with Rick Doty in driving a scientist completely mad, and he committed suicide. And so they are well known for dirty tricks. Now, some evidence to give some credence to what Carrion is saying is the fact that this contract, where everyone had a non-disclosure, has been leaked on the Internet. Now, this is not, I am told, the real true contract, but it's very close to it. And as far as we can tell, and all this information we get are from our trusted sources, but they are also sources that we trust, but they can't definitely say yes or no. In fact, I very seldom get cross with people, but I did get cross with James Carrion because he brought up the non-disclosure and wouldn't talk. And finally, we got over that, and he is going to give me an interview. But here's what that contract involved. First of all, it only lasted for 5 months at the full terms of the contract. But it did last the entire year. The full terms of the contract was that MUFON would get $56,000 a month from BASS, which is a limited partnership, according to the contract, and I imagine it probably is. Could be a corporation. I believe it's a limited partnership, LLC. And basically, $56,000 for what? BAAS would have the right to go immediately when a sighting or a landing or trace evidence or something like that was found by MUFON any place in the country or around the world, really. And they did investigate several with rapid response. And now, Bigelow, if you don't know about it, has been very active in private enterprise for space scientists and the space station, space travel. He's even trying to get a company going where they will be selling people tickets to fly into space. Now, Bigelow paid MUFON $56,000 for the first 5 months. In the latest blog, Carrion says that it's somewhat like an employer giving you a paycheck and then he finds out you only spend half of it, so he cuts your salary in half. Now, as far as I can tell, this is the whole problem and the reason Carrion went public is because the board wanted to continue even though Carrion did not. When Bigelow said, you're not spending all the money, so we're going to cut the contract in half, basically. And they did. So instead of the $600,000-some-odd, I think they ended up, MUFON got a little over $300,000. Now, there were some rumors about Carrion maybe had committed fraud or something like that. That's totally untrue. MUFON did owe him $12,000 for paying out of his own pocket part of the expenses for the MUFON convention in San Jose. That has been resolved, and Carrion has been paid. As far as we can tell, now MUFON has their own rapid engagement force headed by a woman by the name of Chase out of Tennessee. And if you listen to the interview we did with Clifford Cliff just a second ago, he talked about her and what she's doing. Now, tonight, for the next hour, we are going to basically concentrate on the other part of the story, and that is people who've served MUFON for 25, 40, 41 years, I believe, as our guest, actually worked with MUFON. And we're going to bring her on here in just a minute. And we're talking about the Colorado State Director, or was, Leslie Vanagle. And we're going to give her a chance to talk about her side of the story, because we gave Clifford Cliff his chance, and you just heard that interview. And so I think we'll be talking to Leslie here in a moment, and when she's ready, we'll bring her on. And she, of course, has some things she wants to say, and we're going to give, in the interest of fair play, we're going to give her a chance to say it. And when we're talking about some of these things, they are involved, basically, no one likes to be replaced or fired, or however you want to term it, especially if you've been dedicated. And so we will talk about this. There seems to be a lot of friction going on, and it appears to me that James Carrion may be right that somebody's trying to NICAP MUFON. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, NICAP in 1980 finally disbanded after much ridicule and lots of talk, because it came out that there were certain CIA members that were active in NICAP. Now, as far as MUFON is concerned, I do know that basically they have had military people in the background. In fact, Chase, the rapid response, the response person, she was in working with the military. And even James Carrion and Clifford Cliff, at one time, both were the National Security Agency of the U.S. Army. But it was sometimes back. Now, what is exactly happening in that area, we're still investigating, and we'll still be talking about it for some time. Our next step here is basically to get the state directors on the air and let them give their side of the story, the ones that were dismissed. Now, in fairness, not all state directors and not all people at MUFON are disenchanted. Many are quite happy. But there is when you replace four or five here in a short period of time, people want to know what's going on with MUFON. And so we'll try to find out more about that. We have been urged to talk to Robert Bigelow. I know he, by the way, is going to be on Coast to Coast with George Knapp at the end of the month. That's been booked for some time. And it'd be interesting to see if he wants to talk about this. We are making overtures to him as well. It's not easy to set up these interviews with some of these people. But we certainly are going to continue to go after it. And next Monday night on Inception Radio, we, of course, will have a two-hour follow-up to move on and exactly what's going on. Is it going to disband? Is it or whatever? So that's where we are here tonight, and I thought it'd be a good idea to talk to the state directors. Now, we'll take the phone calls, and if you'd like to call in and make a statement or ask a question or whatever, you're welcome to. The phone lines are open. Here's the number, 941-548-4291. That's 941-548-4291. We have been getting lots of emails. And basically, just as many of these emails are one of two things: that they think MUFON's no good, or there seems to be quite a few emails I'm getting here that are saying, "Well, MUFON believes in ETs and UFOs, and so they're not being neutral and are not being scientific." That also seems to be some of the discussion. In fairness to the people who work for MUFON, and you hear these stories over and over and over, they're basically just like talk show hosts, you kind of come to a conclusion that there may be something to all of this after all. So we'd like to have your comments. If you have any questions, 941-548-4291.
You ready for Leslie?
And I think we're ready with Leslie Vanicle. How are you?
I'm calling her right now. She should be on here in a second.
Okay, we're going to be calling her. And we'll find out what's happening. And as I say, you're welcome to call in the conversation, 941-548. Hi, is this Leslie? Hi, this is Jerry Pippin.
Oh, hey, well, I gave you the other number to call.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just happened that you were lucky I heard this, because it only rings in one room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I think we have more than one person involved here, and maybe I just didn't get the right number. You want me to call the other number, or can you talk on this number?
No, I'm okay on this number. Let me just change over here. Hold on for a second.
Okay.
Okay, Jerry, you got me?
Yeah. Sound better there now.
Hold on a second now. All right, I switched over to a hands-free headset here.
Okay, well, we appreciate you coming on the air with us, and you were with MUFON, what, 41 years?
Yeah, I started back in 1970, and I found out about them in 1969, I'd have joined then.
Yeah.
So I joined in 1970.
Have you always lived in Colorado?
No, I actually lived in Pennsylvania, and then started moving around the country a little bit, and settled here in Colorado. About, 30 years ago now, something like that? I can't remember. Time goes fast.
Reason I called you, I wanted to find out a little bit about you and about everything, but I wanted to give you an opportunity to respond to Clifford Cliff and the thing. We just did an interview with him, and I thought it would be fair to bring you on.
Okay, well, thank you. I do appreciate that. I did listen to the interview. And one of the things, as I had emailed you, Jerry, is one of the things that Cliff had mentioned was my management style. Now, I'm an old gal. I've been around a long time. I've managed a lot of people. And I've had a large number of direct reports scattered across this country. And I was very confused by that statement, because I know, having taken college management, management type courses, and of course management courses that are supplied by your employer, when I would stray a little bit, it was customary to at least, give you a call or drop by your office, and then the day before email, say like, hey, can we talk? And let me know where I'm straying wrong. And I always appreciated that, because lots of times you go wrong. Everybody, I believe, has done it in their life. If they haven't, they're sure going to. And what surprised me is there was never anything like that. It's like, can we talk to you? Can I talk to you? There wasn't an email. There wasn't a phone call. There was just nothing. And then I hear my management style. One of the other things I hear is opinions. Well, I think we all have opinions. And that's another puzzlement to me. It's like, if I have opinions, why not contact me and say, hey, what you're talking, what you're saying, here's really the side, and here's the rest of the story. So now do you understand, and does that change your opinion? As has always happened to me in my life, it's like, oh, I didn't understand that. There were no calls. There were no emails. There was no contact. A certified letter was sent and said, you, as a lifetime benefactor, are no longer... You are just now considered a subscriber in MUFON.
So you had no clue that was coming?
None whatsoever, Jerry. None.
When did this happen? When did you?
Well, just let me think. It would have been, the letter arrived on the 1st, and
January.
February. I'm sorry. February.
February.
Yeah.
It just happened.
Yes. Yes. And, I knew that there were other people, and I saw explanations, and I've talked to people, and, that it's like, okay, well, I can see, but why in my case, and in the case of others, but let's just pick me, why wasn't the courtesy extended of an email? Hey, can we talk? A phone call? Look, we need to talk. There was nothing. Now, when I managed people, one of the things that you learn when you take management courses is if you have someone who is straying a little bit, you talk with them.
you work with them. You help find out what the problems are. If they need tools, and the tools can be anything from more training, more knowledge, just a general talk, you give that to them, and you work with them. If after you work with them for a period of time, well, then the inevitable happens, which I've had to do many times in my life. You know, I've had to bring people in and say, I'm sorry. You're fired. We tried. But the key words were there, we tried.
Now, Clifford Cliff is going to be there on the 12th, this Saturday, I guess.
Yeah, he's going to be... No, I'm not going to go because...
You're not going, okay.
Why would I go?
Well, a good point. You're no longer a member, huh?
Well, I'm just a subscriber.
Okay.
My status has been dropped to subscriber.
You subscribe to their newsletter.
I subscribe to the journal.
Yeah.
Yes. That's all. I'm just considered a subscriber. No longer a field investigator. You know, no longer state director, which for the past decade was a position I had run as state director. Field director for all the 41 years. During the years BI, before Internet, I was the net control station. I took it over from an elderly gentleman who had asked me to take it over in the 70s as he wanted to retire. Using the ham radio. Back then, we didn't have any way to get UFO reports around the country in a timely fashion, other than telephone, which was expensive. Regular mail, which was slow. So we would relay the messages by ham radio.